can for as long as you can be here. All right, let's connect in. Hey, Anika. Good to see you. Hi, Dana. Hi, Sonia. All right, let's connect in and let's actually just take a few moments to bring ourselves fully here and get grounded. So, wherever you are, if you can close your eyes, take a moment, close your eyes. And come into your seat, come present into your body, notice your body. And give yourself the next minute or two the gift of being present to yourself and to your body and to your breath. So just watching the breath, inhaling and exhaling. Breathing in, opening up, taking in life. Exhaling and releasing, letting go. Inhaling, connecting in. Exhaling and releasing. Using the breath to connect deeply with your body, with yourself. Noticing how you feel today. And from this place, I invite you to find the place in your body where you're feeling your wisdom the most today. Where is your inner wisdom living the most? And don't overthink it. Just notice where you're drawn to, your heart, your belly, your back, your feet, whatever it is. And connect into that place where you're holding a lot of your wisdom today, and just breathe into that place in your body, wherever it is. Just connecting in with your wisdom. And asking that part of your body, what do I need to know right now? Asking your wisdom, asking your body, what do I need to know? You might hear full explanation, or you might see something brief or nothing at all. It's all good. Taking one more moment, connecting with that part of your body where you're holding a lot of your wisdom today. And asking, what's important for you to receive from our time together today? Why are you here today on this call? What's important for you to receive? And together, we'll take a nice deep breath in. Exhale everything out. And then allow your eyes to slowly open, bringing yourself fully present to our time together today. So happy to be here and see all of you. And like I said, I decided every now and again, I'll add something to the schedule if I feel like we need it. And I saw, you know, within the first couple of days after our first class, so much was coming up, as it often does, we look at energetics. And so many connections were being made and new understandings. And I also felt like there, you know, some of you could use some extra support on all that's coming through. So the purpose of our time together today is really whatever you need, whether it's about energetics, if you want to bring forward an inner question, something new that you're seeing that you want to go deeper with, an outer question. It can be related to your client work. It can also be related to your business. This time is really for you, whatever you need. And what I always like to say on Q&A calls is, you know, if you are not the person who's being coached, even if the person that is being coached is in a totally different place in their work than you are, use the law of adaptation. So what I mean by that is, what can you receive from what you're observing? How does it apply to you? How can it be adapted as gold for you? So with all that, we'll just jump in. Who's got a question? What do you want to bring forward? If you could raise your hand so I can see it on the side. That's the best way to do it. Who can I help first? What do you guys need? Naomi.
Hi there. Thank you so much for holding this extra time. So, can you hear me?
I can. Yeah.
Okay. So, I did the worksheet from the energetics lesson that we did, and I did you know, that inventory client on the energetics, and I found that I am largely fearful with certain clients that they cannot do it.
Wait, let's just pause you for one
second. I specialize in helping women.
I don't know if it's my connection or yours. I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. Can everybody hear me clearly? Yeah. I wonder if you're in a spot, Naomi. Okay, let's try again. Maybe I'll be able to hear you better now.
Let me move. Okay. I did the worksheet on energetics.
Yeah.
And
oh no, now I can't hear you at all. Naomi, we can't hear you.
Plant-based lifestyle for serious weight loss and measurable health benefits. Measurable health results. And women who sign up to work with me, they understand about the medical evidence and they want to make this change. Now, I offer three different kinds of programs. One is digital, one is a women's group that we meet, and one is one-on-one coaching. And the problem that I'm having with the energetics is in the digital program, if a woman does not do the work and she does not follow through and do the things, and I text and I follow up and she ignores me, or she says she will and then doesn't, I don't know how to.
You don't know how to handle it? Is that what you're saying? I lost you there. Naomi, you might want to turn your camera off. It might help with the connection.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Try turning your camera off. It might help just with the connection so that I can hear you.
Okay, what did you get to? Which part?
That in the digital program, people, you're following up with people, but they're not always kind of connecting in.
Some, yes, if they don't connect back in.
You know what, Naomi, do you want to try calling in and I'll circle back around to you because I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Can you still not hear me?
Now I can again, but it's, do you think you can call in with your phone maybe, and I'll come back to you. I'll take someone else and then come back around.
Yeah, I'll try.
I think I have enough to answer you. So let me try and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So digital programs or programs that don't have, I'm assuming it doesn't have a live component.
Correct.
Yeah. So by nature, this doesn't make them bad, but by nature, programs that don't have a live component, the container, we spoke about containers earlier this week, the container just simply is never going to be as tight as a program that has live components by nature of the fact that we can't gather people live with us to have that tight container. So there's always going to be more people that kind of a little bit fall outside of the container or that are in or out simply because of the nature of the format, right? So that's one piece. But from there, there are things that you can do with a digital program or like an all online program that can help tighten the container. So remember back to everything we looked at around containers on Tuesday. So the first thing is to let people know this is when, you know, when they start, maybe it's part of the intro video that you have to say like, this is common, you know, to kind of fall off in a program like this. And I know that you're here because you don't want to fall off. I know that you're here because you're committed to your health. And you're committed to your aligned weight, right? Like whatever the reason is. And so because of that, you know, and you'll get all of that here, but because of all of this, here's some things that I want you to be aware of as you move through the program, right? And then give them some things to consider to schedule in time every week to listen to the modules, to, you know, every Friday come with a question to the Facebook group or whatever it is, but call it out, speak to it, name it, give, you know, and then let them know what to do about it. You know, and then the other piece I'm just thinking is, are there other kind of components that you can put into the program that could help with accountability? So an accountability partner, for example, right? Even though you're not live with them, can they get live? Can they get paired with someone and get live with them once a week for a call? Can you have a weekly where you're live? I don't know if you do a Facebook group. In the group, it's the same time every week where they can come in. Do they have a worksheet they can fill out every week with their accountability? So those are some thoughts that might help.
I do have those things built in, and I do a personal onboarding call with them where I point those things out and I ask them, how would they like to be supported if they fall off? Mm-hmm. I ask that question. And, you know, in addition to this same problem, sometimes we will get on a call, and another issue that piggybacks on this is that they can very often go down a trauma rabbit hole, which I'm not qualified in a half an hour to address, nor am I qualified at all. Mm-hmm. And it's a digital program. They did not sign up for the personal working with me or other women. And I just can't, the feeling that I have, my energetics are that I can't help them, and I feel some type of way about that.
Yeah, I hear you. So I think there's an inner and an outer piece. So the outer piece is, it sounds like you could get a little bit tighter in your marketing in terms of who this program is for and who this program isn't for and what you cover and what you don't. And to be explicit about that, it might mean that you get initially that you get fewer people. I think you'll ultimately get more, but it might mean initially that you'll get fewer people, but it's not going to be as energetically draining for you. So it's worthwhile. So yeah. That's the one thing is I would really recommend you go through and look at the process, the your marketing materials, as well as the onboarding, and be really clear with
more people.
Yeah, I think that that will help. Now, that may not eliminate all of this, but it will eliminate some. And then my sense is then you'll know that you're doing everything you can. And then it's up to the person. And so it maybe won't drain you as much because there's this understanding that you're giving them all every little last bit of information as they step in. Does that land?
Yes, it does. And I will be tighter in the onboarding and in the sales call, which I also do personally. And I also point these things out, you know, but I will be tighter on that because I don't have these issues in the women's group program or in the one-on-one. I don't have these problems.
No, I think again, so, I think it's
the digital program, which is supposed to be.
Whenever you do something digital, think about where are all the ways I can tighten things up because it is a looser container. And then my sense, Naomi, for you is also like to know where your responsibility ends and then not take over responsibility.
Yeah, that's where I get stuck. Like if I check in with a woman and she doesn't check back or she doesn't do the work, I just don't know what to do at that point.
Yeah.
I just
well, what's the thought
that feeling?
What's the thought or the fear or the belief that's going through your head when that happens?
I'm not good enough.
Yeah, see, there you go. So you can see now how that's actually not true, right?
Not right.
So it's about calling yourself out in those moments, right? Now that you can say that, you can slow it down when it happens and call yourself out on it. What's a better belief to have in those moments? I'm not good enough is the go-to, but what would actually be more valuable for you in those moments?
That's what I don't know. I don't know what would be overreaching. My first thought when you asked that question was, how can I do more? How can I do better? But maybe that's not the thing.
Yeah. So if that's true, because that was your first, you're calling yourself out on it. Let's go with that. So from a higher place, what would be a better perspective on this? If you know you've really done so much and someone still isn't showing up.
I think I need to accept it. I don't know.
And what would be a belief, even if you don't believe it, that would allow you to accept it?
That I have provided the most complete tools and program that came out of my heart that has worked for so many other women that I have done everything that I could do for this woman. And I am here for her.
Yeah. So complete the sentence. When I know that I've done all that I can do and that I've been fully present, then my next job is
to let her do the work.
Ah, can you feel into that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So continue to work with that piece. It feels really important.
That worksheet was very good. I didn't know I had that fear so much.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad. Okay, keep us posted on how it goes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Solway.
I'm going to surface now for all of us that I'm a crier. So I feel tender about this and I will probably cry, but this is normal with me. But maybe I won't. We'll see. Thanks for this call. And I think I'm thinking about energetics in my business today.
Yeah.
And the short story to bring you to where I am now is that a lot of my business these days has been doing smaller group coaching, mastermind, and I love it. And the past year I have launched two small group coaching masterminds that I would name as very successful in terms of both the launch, the enrollment, and how much I loved what I did. And I just came off a launch and it just fell so flat. And I had one person sign up. I feel embarrassed to say that, but it's the truth, is one person signed up. And I'm just like managing my own energetics right now of like how excited I was to launch the program and to run the program and trying not to make myself feel less than around the results, especially given that I'm super proud of how I launched and all that I did. So I just wanted to name that today and see if you had any trainings or anything.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're bringing it forward. And just so you know, I've been there. I have been there. And tell me if I'm getting this right. It feels like there's two pieces actually happening here. So it sounds like you said there's some of maybe the less than and the results and all of that. But I also feel, and you know better, so tell me if this is true. My sense is there's also just some grief in you were so excited about this and it's not happening or happening the way that you envisioned it. And there's some loss in that.
There is. Yeah. And I've been letting myself feel that since I, you know, closed enrollment and was thinking like, do I just keep pushing or do I just accept that this is sort of, you know, I've been launching for like a month. So I'm sort of tired of that phase. And I feel like maybe what my inner knowing feels like, accept this right now rather than keep pushing on this. Mm-hmm. So, I would say there is some grief, some certainly disappointment and sadness that it, because I was actually so genuinely excited about this. And then I think the old story, because this has happened to me before. It's not like it hasn't happened. It's just that I've been on this roll of like things working and it being really cool. And now I'm like, oh, all the old stories of like what that means about me just showed back up.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first piece, like the disappointment, the grief, it sounds like if you can just make some containers for yourself to just be with it, you know, just because you know how it is sometimes, like if we can be with it fully, then it doesn't linger as much. So really honor, right? Really, really honor. You really, really were so excited and wanted it to happen right now. And it's not. And let yourself feel that. For the second piece, what's the fear?
I mean, everything that you talked to Naomi about was super helpful for me too, in terms of just like, you know, I mean, the old story is that I'm not good enough and that there's something that is, you know, the old story is about not being good enough. I don't know if I could name exactly the fear, but the fear has something to do with not feeling good enough too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I were a good enough coach and a good enough business person, this, you know, I can coach myself through, but I guess I just wanted to name here and see if there were any trainings or anything just the energetic.
Are you willing to go a little deeper right now?
Yeah, sure. if we have time.
So take a moment, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And see where in your body right now you're holding I'm not good enough?
I mean, it usually feels like in my heart is where I feel things. So that's where I feel it.
Yeah, good. So our instinct is usually to not lean in to fear, but I want to invite you to just lean in to the fear, whatever you want to call it, that I'm not good enough. Really feel it in your heart. Just be with it. And go in almost as if you were a detective with a magnifying glass to this I'm not good enough that you're holding on your heart, in your heart. And what does it look like? What does the I'm not good enough look like in there?
I'm not sure. I'm not getting anything super clearly right now.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm trying to go there. I'm really trying to go there.
Don't over try, but you can feel it. Yeah. Awesome. So that's what's important. So feel it, connect with it, really lean into it, and ask it from its highest self, not from its lowest level energy, but ask it from its highest self. What does it want you to know?
Well, I think it wants me to know that that's not true, that that's not capital T true. I know that maybe is how I feel right now, and that's okay because I'm a feeler, but that it's not like the final conclusion, and that there's something else and that's sort of what I keep returning to is like, I do really deeply trust. And so if this didn't work, that there's something else that I'm supposed to be doing instead. And I can follow that. I just get to feel sad right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you stick you're doing great. And are you willing to just stick with it for another moment?
Totally.
Okay. So continue to be with that in your heart, right? That it's not true, right? It's actually telling you it's not true. And Solway, I want to invite you to just continue to be with your body and see, even if it's just in the tiniest place, where in your body do you know that it's not true? That it's just not true that you're not good enough?
I feel like sort of in my like womb space, sacral chakra, that area feels like that's like my knowing that it's okay.
Yeah. And so connect there, connect into that womb space and the sacrum, the sacral space, the knowing that it's not true at all. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
What does it feel like in there?
I mean, I feel like there's trust there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, continue to be with that just for another moment, right? Just to be with the trust that you actually have with you all the time if you want it, right? So continue to be with that and just see, is there anything that your womb wants you to know? Anything else there may or may not be?
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else really coming through right now other than that.
Good. So how are you feeling?
Better. I mean, yeah, I think the idea of going through and feeling it even more, like I thought I'd felt it this weekend and maybe I need to feel it a little more, the sadness of it, and then just to return to that trust. I mean, I do have that pretty deeply, so it's there, and I'd rather have that be the story I'm telling myself than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. So it sounds like you've got some next steps homework for yourself.
Yeah. And I felt definitely, I'm already was gathering a lot from what you said to Naomi too about things I can tightening my marketing feels like another just sort of when I go to my headspace thing. So
good. Yeah. Save that like mental note on that and get to it, but the feeling pieces first.
Okay. And that'll help me get back to my energetics the way I want them.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for coaching me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Tracy.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here. And I love the women that went before me because I got so much from that. I had some of the similar issues. So my question today is around my business, my offer, and my community. And it does relate to the energetics from that training, because I do see myself as either better than, or I see the other people as better than. Before, when I would enroll clients or market, because if I look at who I serve, a lot of times I would attract women who were starting out in business, and I would give them a lot of access to me. Maybe I would have sold them like private coaching, or maybe I would have included that in a program when they maybe weren't ready for that. And then we would spend a lot of time with them arguing with me about how that thing won't work, even though they were new. And I would take that thing like, I'm better than you, like I've been more established, so you need to listen to me, right? Or when I go to market and I think of reaching out to a higher level coach or consultant who could also use my services, I think, oh wow, they're already so successful. I haven't gotten, you know, 100K month or something. So who am I to market to that person? So now I find myself in this soup of confusion because I'm like, who am I and what am I doing? Even though I know that is actually not true, but if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a little, I need some help getting some clarity around my feelings about my offer and my community that I'm serving.
Yeah. When you say your offer and your community that you're serving, do you mean kind of like a continuation of what we've been talking about in the Facebook
yes,
group
around totally.
Your messaging? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as we jump in, I want to say like I'm so glad you're looking at all of these pieces. And also I don't think we're gonna like solve it right. You know, I think some of it is being with it, marinating into it, you know, you know how it is with messaging and
for sure.
But my sense, at least on, you know, through our Facebook conversation, is that you're getting closer. So it feels like there's possibly the reinvention piece, and then there's the HSP piece.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my messaging right now is really clear for a specific kind of like online coach who's like a high ticket coach, right? But if I look at who I am as a person and my heart, I feel like that is almost like a message that someone made up. And then I was like, oh, that's a good message. So I'll take, you know what I mean? Because I did pay a really high end coach to help me come up with that. And it sounds really great. But I'm like, I'm much more loving and nurturing than that message. And so I think I'm not landing. Maybe I'm like, does that make sense? I feel like I'm posturing instead of actually like speaking to my people.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So from the little that I've gathered, I'm going to share with you who I think your people are, but I could be totally wrong. So tell me, I think that your people are highly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They feel a lot. They're probably intuitive, you know, like you, they have a big heart. They're very yes. loving. My sense is that they want more in their work, out of their work, in their mm-hmm. business, if they are already business owner, no matter what level they're at, like
mm-hmm.
they want more, but they want more in a way that is going to really honor who they are, that they can do it in their way.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is also this person in one way or another is in kind of in the beginning or the middle of a big change. Now that change could be like a change of location, but the change or change of marital status, or it could also be they know that it's time for them to change their rates, or it's time mm-hmm. for them to like to really change how they're what they're bringing to their business. Okay, so I'm just going to pause there. How does that land for you?
Totally. It's perfect. Okay. I got chills in my body, so I know that it's right.
Okay, beautiful. So your person really like encapsulates all these pieces that we're talking about, right? So let's take it a step further. You can almost like connect in with your heart, however is good. You said you're loving, so I want you to connect in from your heart. You can almost like just close your eyes and put a hand on your heart even. And I want you to see that person that I just described in front of you, right? Like that person is right there. From your heart, what is it, if you had one sentence, what is it that you want this person to know above all else?
Mm-hmm. That, well, their business, and then of course their conversations with prospective clients or their pricing or whatever it is, can feel really good all the time.
So just take a moment with that. That you want, no matter what you're teaching, what the offer is, right? Whatever it is, that you want this very special person that we just described to know that, whether it's their business, whatever aspect of their business or their life, that it can feel good. Mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't have to feel bad, that it doesn't have to feel misaligned, that they don't have to compromise who they are or how they feel, that they can be successful mm-hmm. and it can feel good. Mm-hmm. You're smiling real big right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to say. That's what they want. That's what they need to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And so then even in that program that you were mentioning in Facebook, The Quiet Close, I love that title, right? Can you see how this message could be folded into that easily when you're talking about sales, right? Like, so you can still talk about the different things, but fold this perspective in and speak to that person. How does that feel?
It feels so good. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And then, like I said, experiment with it. Let it marinate. You know, it may shift and evolve, but use this as the starting point.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I feel so good. Thank you.
I'm so glad. You're welcome. Kelsey.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for all your help. I have a situation in a brand new group program, and during the sales call, one of the participants was saying that she was really excited about this program. She saw it and she thought that it was a sign and she wanted to jump on board. She was concerned about it not going deep enough. And I was like confident. I was like, I just signed up for Sacred Depths. I know it's going to go deep enough. I was like, perfect timing. I was like, I got you. And so I like sent her a follow-up email and sent some testimonials and just like confirmed with her that I would be there to support her on this journey. And she did register. Very exciting. And then after the first week, I sent a quick survey just to check in. And her concern is that she's like 20 years older than most of the participants. There is truth to that. There's another participant around her age, and a lot of the participants are quite younger. So I received that on Tuesday, and I haven't followed up on it yet, but I thought this would be a great place to ask for some guidance around that.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great question. And so first, let me ask you, what's your intuitive, I know you don't know her very well yet, mm-hmm. but what's your intuitive sense about it?
That maybe she's just having she's a little self-conscious around her role, and she does deeply want to be respected for where she's at. And I know, you know, she wants to be challenged. I don't know. Those are some things that are coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And intuitively, do you feel like she'll be able to receive that in the program?
I do.
Okay. Okay, great. And, you know, we wouldn't know unless we asked her, although you may end up, we'll see. I'll give you some things to do, but I just want to hear. Okay. What's your sense of what her belief is around all this?
Maybe that she's not sure she can learn from me because I'm younger than she is. And maybe she's surrounded by a lot of younger people, and maybe she is craving some peers that are at her level.
Yeah. And why did she sign up for the program? What's the result that she wants?
She says that she has, so I do leadership development. She has a really strong team, but there's definitely some nuances. She just took on this position like 6 months ago. So she wants to continue finding just ways to engage her team and build systems that she's confident in. She hasn't been in a position like this yet.
In her work, she hasn't been in a position
right
like this. And so she really wants her team to be more what? Like what's her concern?
More engaged, better communication.
Got it. Okay. Okay, great. So first always is your energetics, right? We'll get to the what to do, but first your energetics. So what's important for you to believe and know as you engage with her around this?
That I am enough.
Yeah.
And being confident in the offer that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, and I did like one of the reasons why I asked, because you could have said, you know what, like intuitively, I don't think she's right for this. Right. But that's not true. That's not what you said. Right. So for you to just remember that, right. That's number one. So from there, here's what I would recommend. I would reach back out to her and I would say thank you so much for responding. And, you know, because you said you feel she wants to be respected, you know, I would say, you know, this is my language. I don't know the language you would use, but like if it were someone, you know, I'd say like you're such a wise woman. Right. So something where she feels the respect, right? You're such a wise woman, or whatever it is in the language that you would do it. And it makes perfect sense to me why this initially is an important word, why this would initially be coming up for you. And then I'd ask her if she was available to hop on the phone for a few minutes so that you could look together at it. Say, you know, I want you to feel totally comfortable and excited about the space. And I really believe that you can be, you know, can we take a look together? Mm-hmm. And then what I would do on the call, again, just give her the receipt. You're such a, you know, it's so incredible. And I know that sometimes, you know, there, of course, like it's so obvious when there are a number of younger people and you know, fewer older people, right? So first just honor, because that is the truth. And it could, I would feel that way too, right? Like it's a thing. And then from there say, and I also know that you intentionally decided to step into this program because you're so committed to creating a team that's more engaged, that will communicate more effectively. And, you know, that's going to be a win-win for yourself, for everybody involved, right? So remind her of why she's there. Mm-hmm. And the people in the program, no matter what the age, while they're not age peers, they're peers in that commitment, in that desire. And they're coming at it, trying to think how to say it based on her language, desiring true deep change, not just surface, right? Since she spoke to the depth. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I would say, so what's important for you? What's an important way for you to approach all of this, considering that you are one of the older people in the program? You know, what would be important for you? and then see where the conversation wants to go from there. But what do you think? How would something like that land?
I think that's where I need to go. And old me may have shied away from having that conversation, but I do really want to step into that and support her through this. So
awesome.
It feels good. Yeah.
I think if you show up in that equal playing field, you know, then you'll be able to hold the space for her to get what she needs to get.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great question. Sharon.
Hi, I'm so caught up in all of that. I don't know, I'm kind of a cross between Solvay and Solvay and Tracy. In that
Solvay, I'm sorry. It's Solvay, you were right and I was wrong. Now I'm gonna know, I promise Solvay. Sorry.
So, you know, I don't have a very tightly formulated question. I was just really glad to be here to get some extra exposure. I did kind of, my energetics really have taken a bit of a dive recently because after a period of being kind of busy and feeling like starting to get some momentum and move, things have kind of fallen. I mean, I had like no client hours scheduled this week. And so there's a part of me that kind of feels like I'm always starting from scratch, even though that's not totally true. But in terms of, you know, firm, consistent offers and making good, doing good launches, I think there's still just such a part of me that that wishes I didn't have to do all of that work. It's the behind the scenes stuff for me. And I, you know, I've been saying this for years and it's really an old song, but I think because I was a massage therapist with a practice that really did just kind of happen and referrals and it was easy. And then when people came, I was engaged. And when they weren't there, I was just doing whatever I was doing. So all this, like, I know I've been studying marketing for years and I've been working on this other aspect of my business for years and it's been morphing. So yeah, there is this way that, like, I feel like I'm, even though my absolute core message is not really that different, even from when I did massage, because it's all about coming back into, really coming back into one's self, and having a good relationship there. And my current languaging is taking your seat in the center of your life.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's this feeling like, you know, I just right now, I just feel like I'm like trying to pull up from a really deep well because there's no activity at the moment.
Yeah, totally. What would you need to believe, Sharon, in order for you to take the seat in the center of your business right now?
It's not so much that I question the absolute value of who I am and what I offer. I think it's about how I show up and stand out in the marketplace. And like what you were saying to Naomi, it's like, get more clear, get more granular. I'm like, oh my God, that feels like so much work till I get that clear so that people go, oh, I recognize that doorway and I would like to step through it.
Yeah. Why does that feel like work? There's so much work. You're right. I don't want to pretend like it's not. It is. But I don't know that it has to be heavy. I'm wondering why that feels so heavy.
I think because whatever my natural pattern of stopping and starting is, and I joke around a lot that the thing I'm most consistent about is inconsistency with the business stuff. So yeah, it's very much about, I think, the energetics and the showing up, the creating content, being visible.
Yeah.
All of that. And I'd be good with it for a while. And then, you know, and I'm not good at compartmentalizing. So when something really big happens, like my mother-in-law died in January. So then, you know, I was doing nothing for a few weeks.
Well, of course. Yeah. So first, and this is actually most important, you know, based on everything that I'm hearing, is I really want to give you permission to honor your natural rhythms. Mm. Right? I mean, particularly if somebody passes, I'm so sorry. But even if not, you know, we're not machines, right? We're not robots. We all have different expressions of the cycles, but it is 100% normal as a human being to be to more and then less and then more and then less, right? So spend less energy fighting it or judging it. I think that's going to help you move through it more quickly if you don't make it wrong. And just be, you know, be with it. So I'll pause there. What I feel like something's coming up for you.
Yeah. So what's coming up is, and it may just be part of the cycle.
Yeah.
But then when I don't have any work, really like nothing's get, just one of the reasons I'm on the call right now, I'm like, it'll give me something to, you know, a container. I know about myself from my history and all this is that I can be very like floaty.
You just said the right word, container. So what if you gave yourself some containers in the open time? You're not the only one that's like that, right? So this week, except for our group calls, I have is like one of my open weeks that I have for, you know, like strategizing and visioning and just napping. But it's not, I don't keep it open. I have containers, right? So I know from this time to this time, I'm working on this. I know from this time to this time, I'm working on this. Or else I would just nap the whole time.
But the thing is, I don't, if I make those containers, I don't always honor them and stick with them.
Yeah, which is also very normal and natural. And so what might be helpful for you around that?
It's a good question. I mean, just talking about it, I already feel my energy is shifting and lightening up and also, you know, just the reflection and the honoring that you're giving to it. I'm going to sit with that. I'm going to sit with that because it's a real ongoing theme. And so I want to be in both of those places. I want to like, I know being okay with the flow, which is what I talk to other people about, but then I also, you know, don't want to get to where I just kind of fall off a cliff. And
yeah. So I can feel already something is shifting. I'm so happy to hear it. Last thing I'll say for now, baby steps, right? So don't schedule 10 things, schedule one thing either for later today or tomorrow. Make it be tight, not like I'm going to redo my whole website, right? But I'm going to look at these two paragraphs on my website or, you know, whatever it is, I'm just making it up.
Yep.
And let us know how it goes. Just that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. I can go till about 1:35 Eastern. So I'm going to see if I can get everyone. Chelsea.
Hi. I think I'm on a similar thread as where we've been, which is I'm having fear come up around my business, like on a bigger level of, I actually feel like my energetics with individual clients are pretty good right now. Like the workshop or the worksheets were really helpful and I was able to make some tweaks. And what's really coming up is like what's happening in my life is these other sources of income that I've had are falling away for various reasons. Like my nephew, who I've been doing childcare for, is going back to school, which is great. I'm a massage therapist also, but that's really been sort of on the side and as like a bridge income as I'm building my business. Mm-hmm. And I've had an old shoulder injury that's come up that's like kind of making me slow, not do that as much. And so I feel like it's like energetically, I'm starting this course too. I'm like, okay, here I am. Like
it's like conspiring, right? It's conspiring.
And I see it happening and I'm like, okay, so I'm a coach. Like my full-time income is my business. and and having some fear come up around that like I feel like I'm also, you know, at the same time I'm really honing into what my offers are and like what my deepest like work is. And it just feels scary. So I think maybe I'm just acknowledging that that's where I am is like, this feels really scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, yes, that's so great, right? To just be like, and yes, and I am scared, right? Just that alone, you know, like to lighten it up and to just to name what it is, right? You know, sometimes when we don't name it, and this happens so quickly in our minds, but when we don't name it, we think that just because the body almost feels like just because I'm feeling fear means that it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
But that's not true at all. It just means that there's fear as you're moving forward. Right. So now that you've named it and it's out there, what's important for you to remember as it comes up throughout the day or whatever it is?
I mean, that I've been here before, you know, it's not new. It's like, I've come up against this every time I hit my comfort zone and then expand it. So the last time I felt like this was when I like put out that I was doing one-on-one coaching and got my first one-on-one client. Wow. I was terrified. And like, I like pushed through it, you know, like gently in the ways that I needed to, but also being like, okay, this is the next step. And then I, you know, I've had two one-on-one clients and they've been amazing. And now like I'm comfortable with that, you know? So now it's my next, it's like, I'm at the next edge.
This is brilliant. So I want you to write this down. Right. My fear is a sign that I'm ready to expand and I can use my fear to help me expand. How does that feel?
It feels true. It all feels true.
You get what you need from this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm excited for the expansion that's going to happen. I can't wait to see.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maya.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for this call. It's pretty amazing. Just listening in. I'm sorry I have to work, which means I paint flowers. So my question is, are we allowed like generic questions?
Sure.
My generic question is, every time I catch myself, not being ready, oh my God, it's so convoluted. One of my exes used to say, I'm not ready to have children until I have had tons of therapy and I am prepared. And I have a feeling that this is what's coming up for me right now when I think about this kind of work. As you guys might have heard, I'm very, very new to coaching. I am a college professor, which means I technically coach young creatives, and I've done it for over a decade. And I feel like I'm not prepared. I have not fixed myself enough to be doing that kind of work. What are the thoughts around that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Unless you're totally perfect and know everything, you just cannot do this work.
Thank you.
Yeah, the myth of perfection, right? It can get us every time and we can get so super serious. And I can't remember if I was mentioning this to all of you the other day, but when we get caught in the myth of perfection, which very smart people do, by the way, it's a thing for those of all of us here are super smart. Like, it's especially a thing for super smart people. When we get caught in the myth of perfection, we only think, and we're going to go deep into this when we get to our actual myth of perfection class, but only two things exist in the myth: perfection or failure. That's it. There's nothing in between. But that's actually where real life is. Yeah, I don't know all the things. I'm teaching this, and I just want you all to know I don't know all the things. And I'm never going to know all the things. And it's okay. What are you hearing in this that's important for you, or what is this sparking for you?
That I find it terrifying that at one point, inevitably, I will not have an answer for someone.
Yeah, you won't. It's going to happen. And then you know what the answer is? I don't know. Yeah. And that's more than okay.
Wow. I'm going to have to internalize that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit with it. It's big, right? It's big. You are not supposed to have all the answers. And the moment that you think you do is the moment that you're not a good practitioner anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you. It's a tiny answer, but it's actually huge.
Huge. And just last piece, my sense, Maya, is that you as a teacher and a professor, you have actually so much wisdom around, you know, because you've been interacting and communicating and like teaching others, like, right? Like my senses apply what you've learned as a professor to who you're going to be as a coach and a practitioner, right? Because I'm going to guess that at some point a student has asked you a question that you haven't totally known the answer to.
Oddly enough, in that space, I'm comfortable not having an answer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Apply what you know there, here. You've got it inside of you to be comfortable not having an answer, right? You just told me, so you can, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You are all awesome. I wish I could just stay on the line for hours with all of you, but I'm here. And if you want more of these calls, let me know. I'm more than happy to add them. I want you to be as supported as you can be as we move forward. Take a moment just before we hop off. You spoke on the call today or not, what are you taking for yourself? Just note that. What are you taking for yourself? I'm sending all of you a ton of love. I'm in the Facebook group if you need anything, and I'll see you soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.